The mark of the beast. The declaration and explanation of the mark, the name, and the image of the beast are embedded in Scripture. Yet it seems the more outrageous and distant the mark of the beast teachings are from God's word, the greater their uptake in Christianity, which departure from God's word is at the root of their delusion. When ancient Israel did not believe God could purge Canaan of seven nations mightier than itself, they failed to trust in God's oath to Abraham, and so did not rest in the promises, but wandered in the wilderness. In the same way, those who take the mark of the beast have not rested in Jesus' salvation. We know this as in Revelation chapter 14, the harvest of Jesus' first fruits are sealed with the mark of the Father's name upon their foreheads. And in the same place, we also see the harvest of those who haven't taken the mark of the beast are cast into the winepress. And as God's mark and the beast's mark sit side by side, we have a scriptural standard of truth with which to compare one against the other. Of the redeemed tribes purchased with the blood of the Lamb and who are sealed with the Father's name, it is written, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. These brethren rest from their labors. These sing the song of Moses and the Lamb and do not worship the beast." But Jesus' everlasting gospel, perverted by the religious, falls on those carried away by their confusion. In the voice of the third angel we hear, "If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image." So the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus identify the mark of the beast. The Lord's mark. Moses' song commands Israel, "Believe the Lord our God is one Lord," the Lord being the existing one, amen. And preach they love this commandment of faith above all things, that it dwell in their hearts and mark their right hand and foreheads. Now, brethren, this is the Lord's mark. Now, apart from the redeemed tribes in Revelation, the song of the Lamb is a song no man can learn. And these tribes, purchased by the blood of the Lamb, are sealed upon their foreheads with the Father's name, and the Father's name is Jesus. To this agree the apostles like Peter, who declared Jesus is both Lord and Christ. That is, Jesus is both the existing one and the anointed one. And this Jesus confirms, saying, "I am the root and offspring of David." And this, brethren, is the faith of Jesus. And the seal of Jesus' faith is Jesus' name. And to this agree all the apostles who baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, believing Jesus as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or as Paul declared, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now in Christ we find the Israel of God. For Christ is not only the anointed prince, but the anointed king, the anointed high priest, and the anointing upon the patriarchs. In the spirit of prophecy that lay within Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we find Jesus' testimony in the names of Jacob's sons uttered by their mothers, and in Jacob's blessings over the 12 patriarchs and Moses upon their tribes, which spoke first to an Israel in the flesh, but foresaw an Israel born of the Spirit, who like Christ came in the flesh, but who at Pentecost returns in the Spirit to seal those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ. So it is God's mark reveals the Antichrist mark. The Apostle John said many Antichrists had gone out of their midst in those who denied Jesus Christ as both the Father and Son, from which seed come creeds like the Trinity and teachings like the Jehovah's Witnesses, who all deny Jesus as both Lord and Christ. And so the mark of the beast is Jesus' testimony perverted. The image of the beast is the same. It is a doctrinal creed that represents itself as Jesus' gospel, but is not. The name of the beast is the same. It is the name of those religious doctrines in Judaism and Christianity, Islam, and other teachings that deny and oppose Jesus' testimony. And as further evidence these things lay within Scripture, the mark, the image, and the name of the beast oppose the first three commandments given to Israel. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make an image, and you shall not make my name void. Which three commands are the horns Daniel saw would be ripped out by the little horn, which blasphemous mouth is the religious doctrines of men. I come to the number of the beast shortly. So we come to Babylon, who at the consummation of the plagues is shaken by an earthquake and divides into three parts. And her three parts mirror Christ's dispensations of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three parts of the Antichrist are, in Revelation, the dragon, the great serpent, the devil, cast down from heaven to earth is the covenant of the law handed to Israel. I say again, it is God's law handed to Israel, which law lifted up as a rod, but when cast to the ground as a serpent. This rod in the right hand with its blessings and curses is the sign and the mark of the first voice, Moses' song. The beast that rises from the sea is Jesus' gospel corrupted. Like the four gospel, its body is those four beasts seen by Daniel, which first beast, the lion of Judah, is Jesus' gospel, come down to earth and given a man's heart. But by the fourth is a contraption forged by men. This is the leprous hand, and is the sign and mark of the second voice, Jesus' song. The beast of the earth is the false prophet, of which Jesus said there would be many, and the Antichrist John spoke of in the beginning. This beast is Jesus' gospel replaced by another gospel. And it is the abomination of desolation Daniel saw reaped from the Messiah's sacrifice replaced. As the spirit of prophecy is Jesus' testimony, so the false prophet is the testimony of men who have not rested in Jesus' gospel. In all of these things, men have not rested in Jesus' salvation. And so the number of the beast 666, the number of man, is the number of those who have not believed, who have not rested in Jesus' faith. In the three parts of Babylon, the number 666 is a witness against them. Whether in the law, or in Jesus' gospel corrupted, or in another gospel, there is no rest in them. But Jesus says, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavenly laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Now we read in Revelation, the beast of the earth, the gospels of men, are an image of the beast that was wounded, which wound Daniel saw as Jesus' testimony desecrated by the religious. And further read how the beast of the sea, Jesus' gospel corrupted, worships the dragon. So it is our doctrines bow to the law in meats and drinks and in carnal Sabbaths and the desire for earthly blessings. This is the beast that was, that is the law, and is not, that is, it is not Jesus' gospel. And yet is, that is, it is returned to the bondage of the law. To buy and to sell. It is written that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark, the name of the beast or the number of his name. We know the redeemed tribes are purchased with the blood of the Lamb. But having sold their birthright in Christ, what redeems those who have bowed to another gospel? This buying and selling is detailed in Revelation 18. In Babylon, the first items bought and sold were used to build the old tabernacle of witness. The merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, and all manner of vessels of precious wood. Compare this with the Lord's command to Moses. Speak to the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering of gold and silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, and shittim wood, and let them make me a sanctuary that I might dwell among them. Next in Babylon, we see those offerings made under the law of cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, flour, wheat, and beasts. Compare this, brethren, with an example of a sacrifice in Leviticus, and he shall take of it its handful of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and he shall burn it upon the altar. And finally in Babylon we read of the buying and selling of horses, chariots, slaves, and souls of men, which reveal the teachings of theologians lifted up above God's word, and of congregations in bondage to their lies, and the loss of souls that cannot be redeemed by doctrines that have rejected Jesus' salvation. Scripture, brethren, interprets Scripture. Therefore, let God be true and every man a liar. The sharing rests in Jesus' faith, and may you hear the voice of Jesus calling your soul to rest in his gospel and in his truth and his salvation. In the name of the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.